Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Malaysia. Malaysia scrambled jets to intercept Chinese military planes. They were flying in Malaysia airspace off its coast in the South China Sea. Now, why do I mention that? Why am I mentioning that in Madison, statewide, with big listenership in Chicago and Milwaukee? Why am I mentioning that? Because it's very good news for the United States. Very good news. The fact is that China is a communist country, but with strong Buddhist culture. India is a Hindu country, obviously with a strong Hindu culture. And Malaysia, much of the rest of Asia, is an Islamic country, state. And the Islamic countries have a variety of races. The Han Chinese in China are dominant. Obviously, in India, the Hindus. But throughout the Islamic world, you have Arabs, Pathans, you have the Iranians, who are an Indo-European people, and they're all combined into one religion, although that is split between Sunnis and Shiites, who fight each other all the time. 90% of the world's Muslims are Sunnis, 10% are Shiites. The dispute goes back 1,400 years as to who should have succeeded the Prophet Muhammad in continuing the tradition. So why is it good news for the United States that Malaysia scrambled jets to intercept Chinese military planes off their coast into the South China Sea? Because China is getting militarily assertive. They built fake islands in the South China Sea, dumping sand in and just creating a little atoll, and then claiming that they had the exclusive navigation rights around it for a lot of miles. You know, you look at the ocean, you look at the Pacific, the Atlantic, and the Mediterranean, you think, oh my God, it's a huge expanse of water, so deep, how do you create an island? Let me tell you something. The terrain under the water, there are mountains, it's just like the terrain on land. There are fairly shallow areas in the sea. Fairly shallow areas. Some places you can drop an anchor and hit them. So they pick those out through sonar and then they build up islands. We have combined with Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, and Vietnam. We put together an alliance to restrain China and the South China Sea. A large percentage of world trade goes through that area. If they ever succeeded in blocking it or demanding tolls, we would be badly impacted. So we have our naval vessels. The U.S. Navy goes through on freedom of navigation runs and just says, drop dead. Go right by these islands because they are fake. Well, to get an Islamic country to, in effect, join this coalition, even though they don't say that they are joining it, even though they don't, it's not a formal thing, but their interests are aligned. To align the interests of Malaysia with Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, and the United States is huge. It's huge. China, for instance, discriminates against the Uyghurs, who are Muslims. The Muslim world has given them a pass so far. It is in our interest to have as many allies as possible to stand up to China. Go to the lines. Bobby Auclair, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bobby. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. I am just traveling around with my husband selling some cheese, and we love this app because it's super easy to find you on the radio. So anyways, we enjoy your show. I just want to go back to something you were talking about earlier. Like, I just keyed in on one little thing where you're talking about, like, our friends and family who are Trumpers. So I just want to ask you, you've been around politics for a bit, so you've seen some swings this way and that way. You know, when we look back at, like, the Iraq War, the second one, how when yep. that first happened, I remember, actually, I was sitting in a bar that night, like, the first night we were lobbying bombs and stuff, and, like, literally people were cheering and watching it on the screen like it was a video game or something. And I remember looking around thinking I was in a Twilight Zone and thinking that this whole thing is so stupid and why are we doing this and none of this made sense. And this really had nothing to do with 9/11. This was just a way for like everybody to feel good like we were doing something, you know. And fast forward then a few years later, and I think that's kind of the general consensus is that that was a mistake. You know, even people who supported it openly at the time can now look back and go, wow, Colin Powell, who we all trusted, he really got hoodwinked, you know, and he got embarrassed and he got used to sell this thing to us. But at least people, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And I kind of thought after January 6th, like as sick as I was about the whole thing, I thought, well, here we are at a turning point now. Now people are going to see that they have been supporting this demagogue, this. I mean, he's a tangerine nightmare. He's awful. And they're going to start looking back at their actions and his actions and wondering why in the world they ever supported him. And I wondered if they were ever going to admit they supported him or if everyone's going to be real quiet about it like they are about the Iraq war. But I just don't see that happening yet. And I think, like, two of our biggest problems are, number one, no leadership in the Republican Party. Number, you know, including also, like, evangelicals, like actual ministers out there who have influence, who've been backing this guy like he's the second coming of Christ. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? And then the other thing is social media. I think it's siloing us a little bit, and it's kind of giving positive reinforcement to, like, the worst of the ideas. You can find someone on the internet, your own little corner, with people who will tell you that you're a genius, right? And that we have seen this evidence, and I saw a YouTube video, so it's definitely true. Are we ever going to get out of this thing? I mean, are we stuck? What's going on, Matt?
Well, Bobby, you really hit the nail on the head. And first of all, I want to thank you very much for the plug for the app. Apparently, Bobby's using the app. Can't commend it enough to everybody. It gives you access to this station wherever, whenever, and you can get your favorite shows whenever you want. So thanks for that, Bobby. But secondly, the analogy you're drawing is excellent. I do remember the Iraq War. I was at some kind of a dinner party at somebody's house when our bombing started, and everybody, you're right, they were just very, very pleased. There was a feeling of accomplishment. There was a feeling of strength. There was a feeling that we were somehow doing something. And I remember thinking, are you kidding me? I don't think that this guy has weapons of mass destruction. We're going to get in there, say we win. Iraq and, Iraq's a fake country, set up after the First World War by the British, the French, and the United States to really disperse Muslim power. The Ottoman Empire, the sick man of Europe through the 19th century, got finally split up. And there's going to be hell to pay. There are a lot of loose elements over there who are going to go their own way. And then, of course, they ended up creating ISIS. So Bobby's right. And, you know, I have actually cousins and some family friends who are Trump supporters. And most people after the Iraq War and after the amount of money, you know, how many casualties we had, and how simply what happened is the Sunnis of Iraq were driven out by a Shiite majority, and they formed ISIS, and they went around genociding Christians and killing people, and they acted like animals. This is all traceable to that stupid decision by George W. Bush, who lied about weapons of mass destruction. Now, fast forward, and Bobby's point, excellent point, is there going to be that kind of morning after realization? People wake up and say, Trump is just, supporting him was just as stupid as supporting the Iraq war when we all sat around the dinner party at a glass of wine and thought, go get him, let's bomb the WOGs, you know, that kind of thing. No, it's not happening. I don't see it in my cousins, and I do not see it in family friends. And there aren't many of them. Not many of them. Most of my relatives were onto Trump right away. But the point is, Bobby, I don't see it. I agree with you, and thank you for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, we gotta leave.